Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, flagship station 790 AM here in Las Vegas. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Coming to you from the house that Root built, the Root's on fire. Author of the best-selling book, Trump Rules, and the new upcoming book that I think will be the biggest bestseller of my career, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, with a list of all the most woke cancel culture companies in America, the chairman of the board, the CEO, their addresses, their emails, everything you need to know about these guys and gals and how you can contact them and let them know if they keep this up, you'll never vote for them again. And I love when a media narrative explodes in their face. I never mentioned this on the show. A few days ago, a guy came out on the Raiders as the first ever openly gay NFL player. There's been other gay players in the NFL, many, many rumors, but we know there's been gay players, but we don't know for sure there's been gay players because they never came out and said, I'm gay. But guess what? Now there's an openly gay player in the NFL, and I didn't say a word about it. But liberals cheered it and celebrated it and jumped up and down, and I'm sure in West Hollywood and in the San Francisco gay district, they were just partying all night until they found out today he's a Republican. I love when a narrative just turns around right in their face and the liberals show their true colors because suddenly they're not so anti-gay anymore. They don't like this guy at all now that they think he's a Republican. Since announcing that he's a homosexual, Carl Nassib, NFL defensive end with the Vegas Raiders, has received praise from Joe Biden and the establishment media. But now rumors are starting to fly that he's a Republican and was a supporter of President Donald Trump. And suddenly his newly minted hero status has hit a snag. It didn't take leftists long to show their true colors. Here's an example of some tweets. I'm proud of and support Carl Nassib for coming out. Unless he's a Trump supporter, then that is just problematic. What Carl Nassib did was great, but apparently he's a Republican and a huge Trump fan, which probably does just as much damage to gay people as anything else. Here's another one. And this one is, the name of the Twitter account is Queer Dominance. Carl Nassib is proof the NFL was waiting for a white gay to come out. Michael Sam came out and was blacklisted from the NFL. But Nassib comes out and, oh boy, is a hero. Plus, he's a Trump supporter, so I'm not going to praise or support a white Republican. Another Twitter user said, apparently Carl Nassib is a registered Republican and a Trump supporter. I don't care if he's gay and proud. That administration was evil and doesn't get a pass. Newsbusters, a media bias watchdog, reported on the changing tide. In the words of the late Howard Cosell, how quickly the scene changes. Earlier in the week, the media hyped the big win with the news that the Raiders player boldly came out of the closet. An NBC News think piece hoped it could be a turning point for male sports. An NFL columnist raved about how Carl Nassib's courageous announcement changed and challenged the NFL. Newsweek called it a big LGBTQ win during Pride Month. In the story, Why Carl Nassib Matters, the Washington Post wrote, Carl Nassib's presence is a symbol of progress and a reminder of the perils facing gay men amid a backdrop of a new Republican push to target LGBTQ rights. So Nassib jerseys may be selling like hotcakes at NFL.com. Found that he's a Republican, a registered Republican, and a Trump supporter. You know what I say? Go, 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 Carl Nassib. I'm on your team, baby. Wave the pride flag, and let's hope some gays become Republicans. A lot of stuff going on in around the world, a lot of Muslim terrorist attacks, and I think you could almost set your watch, you know, that it's only a matter of very short time before we have one in the United States. We didn't have any, as far as my memory goes, any under President Trump, and suddenly the world is gone wild under Joe Biden. You know, whether it's China challenging Taiwan, Russia challenging Ukraine and Crimea, all over the world, Iran and Iranian gunships challenging American boats. Russia saying just yesterday that if British warships come near the Black Sea, they'll blast them out of the water. All over the world, I mean, soon you'll hear North Korea, you'll hear Kim of North Korea challenging the United States and threatening to nuke us. The whole world now realizes there is a weak, feeble, old man with dementia way past his prime in the White House who doesn't know what he's doing and will never respond with strength to anything they do. So they're going to take advantage of him. They will. And there was no terrorist attacks under Trump, and I'm starting to believe there's going to be a lot of terrorist attacks in this country because the border's wide open. Everybody's coming in. You don't know if they're from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, or a Middle Eastern country where they hate America. You just have no idea. You can't look at someone and decide if they're Middle Eastern or not. Sorry. They could very well be Latino, Hispanic, from Mexico. And so you don't know what's coming in that border. You don't know how quickly they're going to attack us. But I know in Germany today, a Somalian migrant went on a stabbing attack and killed 3 and injured 10. And by the way, here's the picture of him. He's wearing a face mask. So at least, you know, we could say he's a murderer, a mass murderer, but he's very thoughtful. He's liberals. You know, wearing a mask means you're thoughtful about your fellow man. You're willing to suffocate and wear a diaper with poo on it on your mouth. And just for doing that, it means you're a good person. You're a wonderful, compassionate person who cares about everybody else. So here's a guy wearing his mask while he kills 3 and grievously stabs 5 others. A Somalian migrant. I'm sorry, folks, but I don't need to let bad people into my country from certain banned Muslim countries that are no longer banned because we have an idiot in the White House who doesn't understand that bad people come from countries with no records. And Trump didn't ban Muslims. He banned Muslim countries that have no records. So you can't tell if these people are radicals or revolutionaries or murderers. The suspected perp is a 24-year-old Somalian who lives in Wurzburg, has lived in Wurzburg since 2015. He was receiving psychiatric care. In the past months, the suspect had drawn attention for violent actions. So, 3 dead and 6 injured is the latest number after a stabbing attack in Wurzburg, Germany. And it leads you to a couple things. Number one, you can't have an open border. What insanity is an open border? And second, you can't let in every person from every bad country with no records, Muslim terrorist countries with no records. And third, it doesn't take a gun to kill anybody. It doesn't. It only takes a knife. And you can't ban knives. I'm sorry. So what do you want? I mean, seriously. You can't ban knives. I open up hour number one with a big news story, which is inflation. And not only is it the largest increase since 1992, largest May inflation was the largest increase since 92. Inflation expected to reach 8% in 2021. But B of A, Bank of America, proves Wainwright right again. I've been telling you guys for months now, a massive wave of hyperinflation is coming, and I don't think a single expert on this show as a guest agreed with me. They all thought hyperinflation was too strong a word. They all thought this is temporary. B of A says hyperinflation to last for up to 4 years. Up to 4 years. Let's switch gears to Georgia. Because there's an explosive report out. Gateway Pundit says we caught them again. New findings show coordination and collusion between Pennsylvania and Georgia in the 2020 election steal. So Gateway Pundit says they obtained a report showing what appears to be a coordinated effort in posting results in the 2020 election between the states of Pennsylvania and Georgia. The timestamps of updates to the 2020 election results in these two states are too similar to be a coincidence. the report shows a comparison between presidential results recorded for Pennsylvania and Georgia per review using the Edison data released after the election. The report shows tabulations which are far too consequential. The charts are similar and show similar patterns, especially noting the time when counting started in the election. I think you get the idea. I mean, just evidently at the exact same time in Pennsylvania and Georgia, lots and lots of votes came in that were like, you know, 50,000, 60,000, 100,000 batches to zero for Biden, with Trump in a gigantic lead. The study identified key times in the election counting process. These times were recorded by date, by hour, by minute, which is using the UTC time zone, which is the time zone used in the Edison data. Next, the study shows the same time stamps were only minutes apart between states. How could that be? How could Georgia have anything to do with Pennsylvania? The chart shows that not much activity was reported in time periods between timestamps A and B and C and D and between E and F, which is unique. This indicates that the elections between the states of Pennsylvania and Georgia may have been coordinated. Also, the pauses that occurred between A and B, C and D, and E and F are totally unexplained. Why was there a pause in reporting during these time periods that occurred at the exact same time? Was there coordination of reporting taking place? The report notes the time period needed to count ballots in Ohio was 6.5 hours for 5.6 million ballots. Why did it take so long for Pennsylvania and Georgia to count their ballots? The study overall shows there was a coordination in counting procedures between the states. Finally, we also noted President Trump's lead was ultimately overturned at the timestamp referred as F. At that point, Biden took the lead. In Georgia, another 12,000 ballots were counted after Biden was given the lead, and nearly every batch of ballots was recorded with the same exact percent of ballots of Biden leading Trump.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I got to segue away from politics for a minute. Wayne Allen Root, by the way. The Root's on fire. I got to tell you a fun story. I think it's a really fun story. So back in 1977, I was 15 years old. And my next-door neighbor was like my godfather. He was like a second father to me. And he was a cop named Tom Lennox. And we used to play ball all the time. And he was a cop in the South Bronx. And then he became the cop at Yankee Stadium. Then I think he became the head cop at Yankee Stadium. He's in charge of all the cops at Yankee Stadium. And he used to bring me and his son, Tommy Jr., to baseball games at Yankee Stadium. And because he was the head cop at Yankee Stadium, we could hang out near the locker room. And he brought us down to the field where we played baseball with the players' children. And I had a really unique situation there. And one day I said to him, one of my heroes was Willie Randolph, the all-star second baseman of the Yankees. And I said, I really want to meet the guy. He said, okay, I know exactly where his car is parked in the parking lot. And I know where he has to come out. And I'm gonna position you right there, and you can't miss him. He'll come out of the locker room, and you'll get to meet Willie Randolph. I said, great. So 15-year-old Wayne Root is standing in front of the locker room, and Willie Randolph comes out. And in one hand, he's got his new kid. He's got a daughter who's like, I don't know, months old. Maybe she's like 8 months old. And in the other hand, he's got two giant bags filled with balls and bats and two leather bags filled with all the baseball stuff, his uniform, his balls, his bats, his clothes to change into, et cetera, et cetera. So his hands are completely full. And I said, Mr. Randolph, I'm a huge fan. Can I get your autograph? And he said, kid, you notice my hands are full? Here, tell you what. Walk me to the car. You hold my kid. And he put his daughter in my arms. And 15-year-old Wayne Root walked to Willie Randolph's car. I was like the honor of a lifetime. I'm in the parking lot just for the players, the VIP lot for the players. And I'm walking to Willie Randolph's car, all-star second baseman, with his daughter in my hand. Well, he takes the two bags in his two hands. And then he gets to the car. He opens the trunk. He puts the two bags in the trunk. And then he opens the back seat. Door, and he grabs the kid out of my hands, puts his daughter in the back, puts the seatbelt on, gets to the front, and drives away. Never gave me an autograph. I held his kid for him, and he never gave me an autograph. I told that story for 45 years. Let's see if my math right. 77 to 87, 97, 2007, 2017. Yeah, 44 years. I told that story to all my friends for 44 years. And today on my sports podcast, because I've got a sports podcast, video podcast called Crush House, and guess who my guest was today? Willie Randolph. Willie Randolph of the Yankees, 44 years later, winds up being interviewed by Wayne Root, who's the host of the podcast. So I told the story to Willie Randolph, and he turned out to be a five-time All-Star. He turned out to win back-to-back World Series championships with the Yankees. Those are the 2 years of Reggie Jackson, 77 and 78. Yankees win back-to-back World Championships, and Willie Randolph's the All-Star second baseman. He had a great career, wound up becoming a manager of the New York Mets, had a great record as the manager of the Mets. Really solid guy. And he just was so embarrassed, he couldn't even believe that he got in the car, drove away, never gave me the autograph. You know, he couldn't believe that was the end of the story. He figured he gave me one. So he said, I said, 44 years later, you owe me an autograph. And he said, I'm going to send you an autograph bat. I said, great, we're even now. But what a small world. Is that amazing? And that's, you know, my story of my life is just, again, that's why I wrote the book Trump Rules, the story of my life. Pinch me, man. I mean, you could just pinch me because my life's been amazing. And it's not just a small world. That's it's only in America story. That's a Don King only in America story. You know, the guy left me hanging. I'm sure he didn't mean it. He wasn't a bad guy in any way, shape, or form. Heck, if he was a bad guy, he wouldn't have handed his brand-new daughter to me and trusted me to walk her to the car and keep her safe. So he was a nice guy, but he just was preoccupied, wasn't focused, I don't know. Took his kid, put her in the back, got in the driver's seat, didn't say goodbye, and left. Left me standing there going with my mouth open going, where's my autograph? I walked him in his car. I held his kid. Where's my autograph? He just left me. Left me hanging. And then all these years later, Wayne Root is the star and host of a video podcast, and Willie Randolph is the guest. Pretty cool. So hopefully I'll get an autograph back soon, hopefully. I thought that was an interesting story. We got a caller. I'll take him when we get back to talk about the first gay player in NFL history who now turns out to be a Republican and a Trump supporter. We'll take that call. We get back. More calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I think you know, if you tried, we were having some trouble with the phones for the last week. And they're all fixed and everything's good. So you can call in. 833-WAR-TALK. I'd love to hear from you on Friday afternoons. I love doing the call-ins. 833-927-8255. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you from the house that Root built.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd. The 2020 murder sparked protests, riots, and looting all over the United States over the harsh treatment of Floyd. The governor of Florida wants to know how a high-rise condo near Miami Beach collapsed.
We need a definitive explanation for how this could have happened.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying he is working to get to the bottom of the tragedy. At least four people are dead and over 150 others are unaccounted for as crews continue to search.
You have a lot of family here. You have families that lost loved ones in this building collapse. They have a right to know.
A lawyer for the resident association that manages the building says it was about to undergo extensive repairs. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is Energized Health. Anyone who listens to my show has heard the story again and again and again. I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I really appreciate everything done for me by John and Chelsea Jubilee, the founders and owners of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. It's an amazing program, just amazing. And everywhere I go, people tell me I look great. Matter of fact, tomorrow I hope you'll join me at the CCW Expo at South Point Hotel and Casino. I'm the opening speaker at 10 a.m., and then I'll come down from the podium and start talking to everybody, and hopefully you guys will be there. A lot of my fans and friends will be there. And you'll realize that I look younger, and I look thinner, and I look healthier. So it's great stuff. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or just cut to the chase and join them. Mention War and get 40% off. Mention Wayne Allen Root and get 40% off. 40. Toll free, 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Or go to energizedhealth.com. Little station identification. I want to make sure you know that you can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com, whether you're a national fan for my show on the USA Radio Network or a local Vegas fan for my flagship station, 790 AM, KBET. It's WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can reach me anytime. I read every email. And my website is RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com, and then my War Daily podcast, available anywhere you download podcasts, places like iHeartRadio, Spotify, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. I'll tell you more about that in the next segment. And then you get my comments on everything going on in the world at Parler, Parler.com. And my handle is @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. So I wanted to, well, let me take a call first. Then I'll talk a little bit about COVID, because I have a lot to say about COVID and the vaccine. Let's take Bob in Sparks, Nevada. Bob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm doing fine. Another great show as usual.
Thank you, sir.
The reason I'm calling is that in the late 60s and early 70s, I lived in Cincinnati, and I had season tickets to the Cincinnati Bengals. And they had a fellow by the name of Mike Reed, who played on their line. He was a defensive lineman, all pro. He actually was the number one pick for the Bengals out of Penn State. And it was known, without a doubt, that he was gay. It was not a big deal, okay? I'm not sure what all the big fuss is about, okay? The guy was a great he was married, divorced twice. But that doesn't mean anything, because I have a family member whose husband came in. They had four kids and said, "Guess what, dear? I'm leaving you for a man. I decided I was gay." Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're making this big deal. I mean, if they want to announce it, fine. But really, is this national news? I mean, come on, you know? As it turns out, after he, I don't know whether you heard of him or not, but after he was done playing, he's a singer, songwriter. He was a Grammy Award winner, pianist of country music, etc. Very, you know, very well known in that genre. Anyway, so it just, when I heard this guy come out make a BFD, you know, about the first game of football, oh come on, give me a break. You know, this is what they use for news nowadays.
I understand. But now that it turns out that he's a Republican and a Trump supporter, they're kind of ruing that they made a big deal about it, you know? That's the difference.
I've heard that part.
I talked about that earlier in the show. Yes, exactly. So it's actually quite funny. And so that's the real story.
That's right. Well, I guess that story's going to die real fast if it hasn't already.
Exactly. There you go. We got our revenge. He's one of ours. We're gay? No, we're Republicans. He's one of ours. All right. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. There's been plenty of guys. There's been plenty of guys that we know are gay, but never announced they were gay because it gets you in a lot of trouble in a world of football locker rooms to announce you're gay. This guy had the courage to announce he was gay. Okay. I want to talk about the vaccine a little bit. First of all, everything they've ever told us has been a lie. Everything about COVID has been a lie. So, other than the fact it is bad, I mean, I've never denied on this show that it's not bad. I mean, I know people who got very sick. And I know one person who died, and I have a couple of acquaintances who died, but they were literally people I met, you know, once or twice in my life, and they died. One friend did die of COVID, but his own family says it wasn't COVID. It was mismanagement by the hospital. They wanted him to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and they refused to give it to him, and he just kept getting worse, and he died. The hospital refused to give it to him. Can you imagine knowing there's something that can make you better, and they won't give it to you? But they're very thrilled to give you a vaccine, and these vaccines are getting so many people so sick, and so many people are dying. First of all, let me break into a bunch of the little different angles here. And by the way, I want any one of you who has a friend or relative or someone you know, an acquaintance, who got the vaccine and then got very, very sick, whether it be heart inflammation, whether it be blood clots, whether it be blood clots on the brain, whether it be died soon after getting the vaccine, whether it be had a heart attack, whether it be whatever came out after the vaccine. And by the way, even like herpes and shingles, someone I know very well texted me just 2 days ago and said, I've been out of it for a while because I'm almost blind. I have shingles in my eyes. I said, shingles in your eyes? How did that happen? Did you get the vaccine? They said, yep. And they said, how did you know? I said, because that's one of the offshoots of the vaccine is shingles. So they were like mortified to hear that. And I know lots of other people who got the vaccine and lots of bad things happened to them within a month. And all the articles I read from, you know, organic, holistic, natural type of doctors say that this vaccine is a bad, bad thing. And it's going to kill many, many, many more people. You know, the instantaneous deaths are actually quite small, even though they're terrible. Even though they're more than all the vaccines in the last 20 years combined, all the deaths from vaccines in the last 20 years combined. This is about, I think it's like 6,000 dead at this point in the United States. And the number's much higher in Europe. But the number's going to get, they say, not Wayne Root saying, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist. They say, many, many, many people are going to die from this vaccine. And millions are going to be severely damaged in their immune system. And the number one, and most of it happens a year to 3 years down the line. So just because someone gets the vaccine and they're fine for a month and has no problem, doesn't mean a damn thing. But the number one thing they say, other than autoimmune diseases, that's the number one thing, autoimmune diseases, and then is what they're going to get. And the number two thing they say, all these organic, holistic doctors who are scared to death of this thing, and now we've got the creator of the vaccine who's saying he's very worried about it. And you should not give it to kids. But they also say that the vaccine, quite to the contrary of meaning you won't get COVID in the future, it's the exact opposite. The vaccine makes you more vulnerable to the variants that are coming up, the different kinds of COVID. Makes you more likely to get it, more likely to be hospitalized, and more likely to die. And then it came out just, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, earlier this week, it came out that the government of England says that you are many times more likely to die of COVID if you've had the vaccine. If you've had the vaccine. And meanwhile, they've pushed it on everybody in England. They've pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. So here's a story. Post-vaccine coronavirus wave is breaking across the UK. Over 16,000 new cases and over a dozen deaths recorded. These are people who had the COVID vaccine. And I also didn't get to the point that, you know, yesterday a friend of my wife-to-be, Cindy, was over. And he was saying that he knows a couple that got the COVID vaccine and they both died. Died within 2 weeks of getting the COVID vaccine. And I've heard this story from so many people at this point that I'm actually thinking that there is a massive cover-up going on in this country. that literally it's not 5,000 or 6,000 dead from the COVID vaccine. Maybe there's 50,000 dead. Maybe there's 100,000 dead. But they're calling it heart disease. They're calling it cancer. They're calling it stroke. They're calling it all kinds of things. I know at least three people now who are in their 40s who got the COVID vaccine and had a stroke. Is that normal? We know that four British Airways pilots died after getting the vaccine in 1 week, 2 weeks ago. In 1 week, four pilots in their 40s and early 50s died after getting the second vaccine. And if you don't think that's happening, it's impossible. It is impossible that four pilots at one airline could die in the same week all in their 40s and 50s. Impossible, unless it's happening all over the world and all over the country. If it's happening all over Britain and all over the United States and all over Australia and everywhere else people are getting the vaccine, and it's all being covered up because British Airlines immediately said, oh, that wasn't the vaccine. That had nothing to do with the vaccine, really. Four pilots in their 40s, and I think three of them were in their 40s, and the fourth one was in his 50s, early 50s. All totally healthy guys get the second COVID jab, and they die. And you think that's not happening all across America, and they're saying, oh, that's not from the vaccine. Of course not. People are dying of heart disease and heart attacks, and it was all brought on by the COVID vaccine, and they're calling them death by heart attack. And people are dying of strokes. They're calling it death by strokes, but they just had the vaccine. The numbers could be staggering. But worse than all that is a new wave of COVID hitting Israel, which is locking down again and demanding masks again, and England, which is locking down again. And those are two countries where people are very vaccinated. And then there's another country in South America. I believe it's Chile. Everyone's vaccinated, and there's a wave of COVID.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allen Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we shared on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says Live Event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to EnergizedHealth.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date.
And most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was back.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Come on. Prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to Asset Strategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and un...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. If you love my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with the daily podcast, and then on Fridays I also record my best of the best, all the best stories of the week for conservatives and patriots and deplorables, taxpayers, patriots, anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. That's the name of all the podcasts, but there's a weekly podcast once a week where I give you the top 10 stories like Casey Kasem, you know, America's Top 40 is America's Top 10 for conservatives. And within a month, I'm going to figure out a way to get it all on video. So it'll be a video podcast, not just an audio. So we'll be doing that, too, moving to do that quickly. Where do you get it? Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Amazon just added us. Google Play just added us. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. So Chris is my board op and associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan. He has a question for me, and I don't even know it. This was not pre-rehearsed.
Yeah.
He has a question about the first gay football player,
yeah,
so this should be an interesting question.
All right, calm down over there. So this Carl Nassib, who is playing for the Raiders, a gay guy, God bless America, community college brochure, we get it, we love you now. So this guy, Jason Whitlock, came out this week, was talking about, because, you know, you're a fair guy, and you always call it like it is. And so this guy, Jason Whitlock, comes out this week, and I'm going to quote him from Instagram by announcing on Instagram that he prefers to have sex with man, Nassib, that is, listed as a third string on the Raiders' depth chart, increased his likelihood of making the team's roster tenfold. He increased his chances of moving up the depth chart 20-fold. He increased his attractiveness to corporate advertisers 100-fold, Whitlock wrote for The Blaze. According to Whitlock, the 27-year-old Las Vegas Raiders defensive end looks more like colonoscopy Kaepernick, my words, variant, a Jackie Robinson strain. Now, he's just saying because of what he does with his genitalia, now he's going to move up in the world. Do you think that's the case, or do you think the Raiders are actually going to look at this from more of a, hey, he's actually capable rather than a marketing standpoint? Do you think the NFL right now needs a poster child?
Of course. You know the way I think on this stuff. I think it's all BS. Everything's BS. Everything is literally about now whether you're gay or straight or black or white. And nobody wants you to be straight. No one wants you to be white. They want you to be black. They want you to be gay. They want you to be a Latino illegal alien. Those are all people that are supposed to make money because they are just showing how compassionate and wonderful we are as a corporation. So let's put our best faces forward. And it's always going to be women, lesbians, gays, transgenders, black people, Hispanics, we're illegal aliens. The list goes on and on. It's all a big joke. It's all a PR joke, all of it. Let me move on to some other stories. Right. Yes, my answer is yes. I think the guy helped himself marketing-wise and made himself a hero in the gay community. But as people find out he's a Republican, guess what? All of that is now ripped to shreds because they will not use him in corporate America once they find out he's a Republican.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they won't let him into gay bars anymore either. They'll put a sign in front that says no Republicans need come in. All right, I want to get to this because we don't have much time. I want to get to the stupid award of the week. If this was my podcast, I would use the F word here and say what a stupid mother trucker. The dumbest mother trucker in the world is Mike Pence. Can you imagine how stupid former Vice President Mike Pence is? He spoke to a crowd at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library on Thursday and said he's proud of his role on January 6th. I'll always be proud that we did our part on that tragic day to reconvene the Congress and fulfilled our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. And while he did not mention Trump by name, he got it even worse. He took a pointed jab at the 45th president. The truth is, there is almost no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Can I explain something to you? Mike Pence, for all intents and purposes, just committed political suicide. He's a moron. You can't. This is what I argued over Dean Heller, the United States Senator, who was very anti-Trump, and Joe Heck, who abandoned Trump, you know, who lost for U.S. Senate as well in Nevada. If you are so dumb as to abandon conservatives and backstab the guy that all conservatives love, you will not get one Democrat to cross over to you. No, there are no gay people that like Mike Pence. There are no Democrats that like Mike Pence. There's no black people that like Mike Pence. I mean, he's like the most white bread man that ever existed in the history of the world. You know, if you ask me, hey, Wayne Root, what's your favorite food? It's like Brazilian, Chinese, sushi, Mexican. If you ask Mike Pence, you know, what he likes, it's like white bread, mayonnaise, and a turkey sandwich. That's Mike Pence. There's no minorities that like him with his white hair and his white skin. There's no illegal aliens voting for him. There's no blacks voting for him. There's no gays voting for him. There's no lesbians voting for him. There's no transgenders voting for him. But he just turned off 74 million Trump voters who are the only people that have ever voted for him. He did it on January 6th, and he just tripled down, quadrupled down. Your career is over. Mike Pence, you're history. You're a has-been. You're on the rubbish heap of idiots who backstabbed Trump, all of whom lost and were never seen again anywhere in the political universe. Anybody want to ask whatever happened to Jeff Flake? Does anyone know what happened to Jeff Flake? It's a joke. Is there anyone left in Utah that likes Mitt Romney? Is there anyone in America that now likes Mike Pence? You just told everyone who loves Trump in the entire Republican universe to go F themselves. Mike Pence, you're a moron. You don't have a clue. Wayne Allyn-Root, have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday. God bless.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.